This is Party Line on WILO 1570 AM and 96.9 FM. At your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. If you're listening live at 8:30, you're invited to give us a call locally at 765-659-3338 or toll free at 1-800-447-4463. If you're listening to this program on our afternoon encore broadcast, don't call, just enjoy the show. Now let's join Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO.
Welcome to Party Line on this Monday. Let's thank our sponsors. They are Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor, Susan is there. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Brett Capture, Edward Jones Advisor, Simple Time Antique, step back into a simple time. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. Plus, Welty Custom Exteriors. Welty works for you. I'm Kevin Keith, along with WILO News Director Ken Hartman. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Chance of flurries today from the Skywatch weather forecast and cloudy, with a high only up to 30. Mostly cloudy tonight, then a slight chance of snow late, low down to 25. Partly cloudy tomorrow with a high 30, and Wednesday partly cloudy in the morning, then clear with the high 32, and they say Thursday maybe up to 42.
And it's going to go south after that.
Yeah, yeah.
Big As time.
We've kind of been waiting for that.
Yep.
And we're seeing daytime highs in the upper 20s there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, the chance of snow as it gets colder later in the week.
And no sun.
And no sun. Thank you, Mr. Sunshine Ken Hartman.
Just stating a fact.
Yeah. Last week we didn't have much sun either, or the week before.
Mm-hmm.
So the one or two days that it does come out, it was pretty nice. But then it gets in your eyes, and it's still 28 degrees. You know, it's like, whoa. In our Leading with Hope and Vision today, we will be talking with Shan Sheridan of the Clinton County Chamber of Commerce to see the latest on coronavirus from the economic development standpoint. Again, they had a ton going on right before COVID kicked in about a year ago. But they've tried to keep their eye on the ball, haven't they, Ken?
Mm-hmm.
And gosh, every time I drive out there, there's still development going on and things happening. And so we're just trying to get through COVID, and then we start back in earnest, right? Is that the plan?
I assume that's what they're trying to do.
Yeah.
It's the only plan that really makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's still one of the lowest developed intersections that we've got out there at 28 and 65.
Yep.
And it'll look completely different here in the next year or so, as they're doing a lot of work out there. And as soon as we're reopened for business, I have a feeling good things are going to happen for Clinton County this year. One of the big things that is also good for Clinton County, there's been a need for this for the last several years, and we've heard everyone from the prosecutor to mayors talk about this, the 180 Recovery Resource Center for Men. Is that right, Ken?
Yeah.
So that's Paul Fry and Larry Glass have been helping spearhead that and do some fundraising. And so we'll be talking to Paul and Larry on the phone coming up at 9 o'clock this morning. So that should be interesting. If you remember, that was another thing that was just taken off with COVID and then kind of got put on the back burner. Well, our basketball coverage continues. Gosh, we squeezed in three games in the last two nights, or two of the three last nights, two of the three nights. The last three nights. Yeah, there we go. And we'll do one more tomorrow night. We've got girls action. Clinton Prairie is going to be on the road. Take on Sheridan Blackhawks, Don and Carl, with all the action Tuesday night. 7:30 p.m. tomorrow night right here on WILO. And a special thanks to all of our sponsors, Wampler Services Incorporated, Snellenberger Realty, Encompass Credit Union, Farmers Bank, Newell's Gas and Appliances, Jerry's Body Shop, and Gangler Insurance. So thank you, thank you, thank you to those fine sponsors, and be looking for us tomorrow night here on the radio. Well, Ken, I'm hoping you can pull out just a little positivity and humor me for my NFL story here. Football now has kind of like their final four set. On Saturday, they played some games, and then Sunday they played a couple games too. In the AFC, the Buffalo Bills will face the Kansas City Chiefs at Arrowhead Stadium. Did you see the end of that Kansas City-Cleveland game?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, it was much closer than I thought. But Cleveland had a chance to do something, and you just can't make a mistake against the defending Super Bowl champions, you know, when you're down that close. Don't you agree?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was trying to think, what was it? Was it the Cleveland guy? His elbow was down there at the very end.
No, the Kansas City guy.
Yeah, yeah. That was
Chad Henne, who's a product of Michigan, just like Tom Brady.
Okay. And what was the scenario there?
Well, he was able to get a first down and had to run a fourth down play.
It was a fourth down and they went for it. Yeah. And was able to get that first down and then, of course, ran the clock out.
Yeah.
But if they wouldn't have been able to get that first down, they would have had one chance to go down, you know, with their quarterback, Cleveland's quarterback, whatever his name is. I can't think
Baker
of it.
Baker Mayfield.
Baker Mayfield, yes. Thank you. So that was kind of exciting. I was pulling for Cleveland last night in that one, or yesterday afternoon. Now, this is the first time the Bills have made it to the conference championship since 1993, which seems like forever ago, and it was.
It is.
Yeah, 30 years almost. So, I guess Mahomes went out with a
concussion.
Yeah, and it's kind of a protocol that they have to do whether they feel okay or not, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because you got to be careful with the head bone. And I guess really we'll find out early this week maybe, you know, if he can play or if
he'll play at all.
You think so? For
sure? Yeah. I'm 99.99% sure.
Yeah. Yeah, because he looked okay, but yeah, again, you got to be careful.
Unless there's a relapse of some kind, he'll be out there.
Yeah, okay. So look for them Saturday. That should be a good game.
No, both games are Sunday.
Or Sunday, rather, yeah. That should be a good game, but Kansas City could handle them pretty well. But I tell you what, the Bills have been impressive a couple times I've seen him play. In the NFC, a matchup between a couple future Hall of Famers, Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers will host Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The winners of both those games will go to Super Bowl 55 in Tampa. Out of the final four, do you have anyone you're pulling for, Ken?
No, I don't.
I'm going to have to go with Buffalo because I do like the underdogs. And then I'll go with Green Bay because I like Green Bay, okay. And so then we'll just see. I'll give you my prediction next Monday, and we can figure it out. Boy, there's something to be said, though, if Tom Brady could win a Super Bowl in his first year with a new team, that would be in Tampa, too, right? So mm-hmm. that would be like a home game for them. That would be amazing. That would be something that... I mean, he's already going to be in the Hall of Fame. You know, he's already down as the greatest of all time.
The home field makes no difference because there's no fans.
Yeah, no, it doesn't this year, does it? Well, we'll see who will be in the Super Bowl, the big game. So we'll keep an eye on that for you. Again, we'll be talking with Shan Sheridan here in about 5 minutes. If there's something on your mind, you can call Ken and myself. We'd love to talk to you. 659-3338 or 1-800-447-4463. Today is Martin Luther King Jr. Day, the third Monday in January. All your banks are closed, right?
Everything is closed.
Yeah, everything.
All government agencies
pretty much is closed, yeah.
Yep.
So, except for radio stations and convenience stores. So the nation pauses today to honor the late Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. The third Monday in January is dedicated as a day of service to celebrate the civil rights leader's life and impact. He was assassinated in Memphis on April 4th, 1968. The holiday was first observed as a federal holiday 25 years ago. So Martin Luther King Jr. Day today. Thanks for humoring me there. All right. No winner in Saturday night's Powerball drawing. If this thing gets to $550 quadrillion, Ken, I may have to buy a ticket or something.
And you still won't win.
No, right? The chances of winning goes down. It gets worse with each time it goes up. The jackpot now moves up from $640 million to an estimated $730 million. Next drawing is inauguration day, Wednesday. The after-tax take-home lump sum cash value will be around $546 million. The next Mega Millions draw is tomorrow night with an estimated before-tax jackpot of $850 million. So we're talking about a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
Either way.
Yep.
So, yeah, there you go. Go ahead and grab your tickets, all right? Let's see. I wanted to go back and forth on a couple of these because there was some stuff I wanted to bring up later in the show. One thing that I've been kind of waiting to come down the news pipeline here is United States residents being advised to be on the lookout for a new wave of COVID-19 scams. The IRS, the IRS says it's seen a variety of scams and other financial schemes designed to steal money and personal information from unsuspecting folks. The IRS says some of the scams come in the form of a text message seeking personal information, while others are phishing schemes using email, letters, and social media to gain personal info. The agency says it does not send unsolicited texts or emails and does not call people with threats of jail or lawsuits, nor does it demand tax payments on gift cards. That should be your...
Well, also the fact if you got a, they say, well, you know, I've been overseas. That's also a favorite one of them. I, you know, lost whatever.
Yeah.
So, and I'm just, yeah. You just, those are things you have to use common sense, and I don't care who you are. You just have to do it.
Yeah. And anytime you get something in the mail that looks questionable, with computer programs these days, these schemers and scammers, this is their full-time job, is, you know, going through and making counterfeit things and making things look really official with a nice collar jet printer and, you know, a computer. So, yeah, you got to be careful. Sometimes common sense doesn't even help you because it looks so real. It's just hard. But,
well,
you know,
but the thing of it
call
is,
and ask a question.
The thing of it is, though, if you think about what you do with your life, how you run your life, and how you operate in your life, and you know pretty much everybody that's in your life, chances are 99 times out of 100 that these people are just, all you got to do is think about it.
Yeah.
Just
think. Yeah. How did they even hear of me, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't have any relatives in, you know, Kuala Lumpur or wherever it happens to be coming from.
Right. Well, Betty White is celebrating a major life milestone.
Mm-hmm.
She turned 99 yesterday.
Yes.
I saw a picture of her. You know, she's always got a great sense of humor. And I saw a picture of her last night with a candle and a bunch of a birthday cake with a bunch of candles on it. And she had a fire extinguisher like it was taking her a while to blow them out. The icon turned 99 yesterday. The award-winning actress and comedian joked, "Since I'm turning 99, I can stay up as late as I want without asking permission." Also, to commemorate her big day, White announced the re-release of her 1971 talk show series, The Pet Set, which featured her chatting with celebrity friends and their pets. The series will be available for streaming February 23rd on Apple TV, Google Play, and Prime Video, and will also be released on DVD. So at age 99, Betty is hosting a talk show and starting a podcast, and boy, you'd think she'd be slowing down at this time, wouldn't you?
Nope,
no,
not her.
Obviously not. Loved her in the Golden Girls, man, and I always love the Golden Girls. Now, obviously she did some work back in the 60s and 70s that I wasn't real familiar with.
Mm-hmm.
But didn't she have some cameos on the Mary Tyler Moore
show?
She
was on the Mary Tyler Moore show.
Okay, yeah,
no cameo. She was there.
Okay, yeah. So,
Sue Ann Nivens.
Okay, very good. It's kind of weird to look at those because she was, you know, gosh, in her 50s or 60s then.
Well, when she, you know, she was married to Alan Ludden, who was the host of Password, and stayed married to him until he died in 1981. So you can figure that. And that's when really her career took off. I hate to say that. It sounds like I'm blaming him, and it's not true.
That's true.
But, you know, she started working elsewhere and doing some things. And
then along came the Golden Girls, right?
And she's the only one left.
I know. I was thinking about that over the weekend. I always like Bea Arthur, too, and Rue McClanahan for that much. Now, one thing that always amazed me was the older lady, Estelle Getty.
Yep.
She was actually younger than all three of the ladies in real life. I was always amazed that they could make her look older, you know, each time. Cindy is lining up Shan Sheridan as we speak on the phone. We're just waiting to see if she can get a hold of Shan. Indiana lawmakers say they are not even remotely close to changing the state's minimum wage. Democrats at the Capitol are once again trying to increase the starting wage in the state to $15 an hour, but their proposal is languishing at the State House. Governor Holcomb says he'd rather see more job training programs to help people get better paying jobs instead. It is time for the WILO Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, Leading with Hope and Vision. And with that, we say good morning to Shan Sheridan. Hey, Shan.
Hey, good morning, Kevin. How you doing?
Doing all right, man. We got both Ken and Kevin here this morning. Shan, I wanted...
Hey, good. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning, Shan.
Shan, I wanted to ask you just real quick about this last story we wrote read that Indiana lawmakers aren't even anywhere close to changing the state's minimum wage. There were some people who wanted it up to $15 an hour. What's your thoughts on that as a executive director of the Chamber of Commerce for $15 an hour?
Well, I think that's great that they're that far apart, because I hope it never passes. It's not a good law. It's not here to help us. It's going to hinder economic development. Look, the free market is what drives wage. And we are a perfect example of that in our industrial park. You've seen wages go from about $11.50 to $12 an hour over the last several, not even several, it's been the last few years, up to $15.50, $16.50, $17. And now, we don't even look at a project, very rarely do we look at a project that's under $15.50 an hour, $15 an hour. In fact, normally it's got to be around $16 an hour right now. So, you know what? That was pushed by the free market. And in other words, you know, NTK puts out a sign that says, "Hey, $14.75 an hour, and you get 2 weeks vacation." Da da da. And NHK puts out a sign, "Well, we'll give you $15.25 an hour and give you 3 weeks." I mean, it becomes that because people are looking for now. We are in a sweet spot because we have more jobs than we do people, in the sense that we have a lot of available jobs, and that's great. But to take $15 and to just come up with this, you know, this number, and who made that number up? That's the other thing. Mm-hmm. And I can argue all day. I can argue with anyone that how do we know that that's a good living wage anyway? So, I mean, to some people, that's not a living wage. People, that's much more than a living wage. So why don't we leave it up to the individual, leave it up to the free market to decide? And you know what? I think that's just the way to go, because that's, to me, the opportunity for advancement. And like Governor Holcomb, I do agree with Governor Holcomb, let's take that money and invest in getting people higher paying jobs that are already there, that gets them in technical jobs or in fields that they can even make more than $15 an hour. So why settle?
For sure.
Okay. Sham, recently the NCAA said they're going to have the whole tournament in Indiana. Do you expect us to get any benefits from that?
Well, we will get, I'm sure there will be, I mean, the tournaments are going to be all over the place. They're going to be at West Lafayette. They're going to be at, you know, Mackey, Arena. They're going to be, down in Indianapolis. They're going to be at, Bankers Life. They're going to be at, Lucas Oil. And they're going to be in Bloomington. So, they're kind of down the corridor of 65. So I think that there will be some opportunity, but you know what? I think there were some people hoping that, well, maybe Case Arena. I think at the end of the day, they've decided to keep it in college venues pro stadiums. And, any time that you get, you know, I go back to the Super Bowl. We had spillover with the Super Bowl with people staying up here and then driving down. So there were more than likely. You got to remember there'll be thousands of people coming in. But I also have been keeping track that most of they're going to scatter the teams coming in. So it's not going to be like hundreds of thousands of people all at once. It's going to be kind of over a period of time how they're going to schedule that. So, in the game. So I'm not too sure that we will get much, but it's great for Indiana. It'll be a great opportunity for people to learn more about Indiana and come and see some of the great venues we have.
How's your expansion going on out of 2865?
Well, things are going well. We had a little bit of a setback with the water table is high in Clinton County, so they're putting the pipe in the ground. We had to put some dewatering wells in. Well, I didn't have to, but Atlas, the folks did. I'm glad on days like today that you're not out there digging holes, digging ground. Thank God for the people that have the expertise to do that, because it's amazing. It's amazing the work these folks have done and how they've got this thing. And in the timeline, they've been able to do it. And even though we've had some delays and some challenges, we're still pretty much on time. Water is going to be at NHK, more than likely later this week. Wastewater will be there here, later this quarter, sometime probably end of February, in March. We'll have wastewater complete. So, the infrastructure is going well, and there's a lot of folks, I think, that are just kind of waiting to see what's going to happen with the infrastructure. Of course, the political climate right now also has something to do with economic development, so you have to kind of watch that. But I think at the end of the day, the infrastructure that is headed out there is going to be incredibly invaluable for our residents here in Clinton County and for our region, for that matter.
As far as any new projects in the coming either out there or here in town, did the change in D.C. hamper or improve anything of those? For either of those?
Well, I think that's a great question. I think that is it's kind of a wait and see. We've been down this road before. I mean, there's been, we're 240-some-year old country. We've had 46 different presidents, or not different presidents, but 46 presidents. But we've had multiple changes in government and administration. This certainly is a different type of feel, just simply because of the political climate that we're in. But I think at the end of the day, the free market, if you're a good constitutionalist, then you recognize and realize that liberty and freedom is the core value and is the foundation of our country. Free market does reign. And I think, business has that opportunity to grow in a country that has that kind of free market. And so and that's why I'm pretty emphatic about the minimum wage, because I just think that that starts putting restrictive tethers on business that is not going to help. But at the end of the day, it's kind of a wait and see game. I think the first quarter, we're seeing I think 2021 is not going to be as impacted. 2022, I think you're going to start seeing some of the residue of COVID for local budgets, state budgets. The legislative breakfast call that we had Saturday, we found out that we're multiple billion, millions of dollars now that our surplus once had is gone, is wiped out in Indiana. So now we're trying to figure out how do we get back into a, balanced budget and try to get that surplus back. So it's going to be some challenging times ahead for sure. So we have to be willing to attract more business, get the tax revenue in, but also, adjust spending. And I think all of those things are important, both in good governance and in creating good community and economic development.
You brought it up. How was the legislative breakfast on Saturday?
Well, it was well attended. I think we had about 18 folks that were online, and Senator Jim Buck, Senator Buchanan, Brian Buchanan, and Representative Don Leahy were able to be with us. Representative Van Netter couldn't be with us, but we had the three of the four, and it was very, very interesting, good dialogue, some good questions, and we talked about from everything from education to economic development to just the climate of our, again, that political climate that we have. And I was very encouraged to hear our legislators talk about they're all constitutionalists and they want to support the Constitution, and they'll do everything they can to stand for our Constitution from a state perspective. And legislatures, I think people don't realize that the legislative body is just as important as the executive and the judicial. In fact, they're all equal. And I think it's important that we continue to remember that as we move forward, that these legislative bodies, we the people, have power to speak to our legislators and try to get change. It's not just calling Washington or calling Indianapolis. It's really getting on the phone locally and regionally and getting with those people and say, look, this is what we want. This is what we'd like to see happen. And we've got some great representatives in that regard.
Shan, anything else you care to share with us before we let you go to start the week?
hey, it's Monday, it's Martin Luther King Day, and I would just remind everyone in the spirit of that, that, you know, we can talk unity, but it's not about talking it, you got to walk it. And so I think it's important that we focus on what we can do together and unify this country, but also look at the opportunity of recognizing that everybody has an opinion and everybody has that right to view that, to share that and have that freedom of speech. We should celebrate that. We should celebrate those diversities and not try to squelch it. And my hope and my prayer as we move forward on this Martin Luther King Day from here on, that we would recognize that not only locally but as a country, and that we can celebrate those differences, and we can be a better country for it. And I just greatly appreciate what Casper Media does and all the folks there that show and shine the beacon of freedom through the media. You guys are part of the freedom. You are a great example of our freedom of speech, and we appreciate that. So thank you very much.
Okay. Take care of yourself, okay?
You too. Thank you, guys.
All right, Shan. Appreciate that. That is Leading with Hope and Vision with Shan Sheridan on WILO. Tomorrow, our guest will be Adam Shanks. We've got about 4 minutes left in the program. Again, we're going to be talking with Larry Glass and Paul Fry here in just a few minutes about the 180 Recovery Resource Center. Today's National Thesaurus Day today, too, Ken.
Mm-hmm.
The source for synonyms comes in handy when you want to call someone every name in the book, right? Fun fact, Peter Rose published the first thesaurus in 1852. Today would have been his birthday if he had lived 242 years ago. So, Rosé and a thesaurus. I saw a picture of this over the weekend. Virgin Orbit is joining the ranks of companies like SpaceX and Rocket Lab with its first successful trip into space. The company, which is the brainchild of billionaire Richard Branson, launched a small rocket from the wing of a modified airplane from 35,000 feet. This new method is expected to impact the aerospace industry as it allows for flexible, low-cost satellite launches. During the test flight, Launcher 1 successfully deployed 10 satellites for a NASA science and research program. Boy, they're making it easier and easier every time, aren't
mm-hmm.
they?
Yep.
Officials say they've discovered an underground cave that was once used to store beer in St. Louis.
Mm-hmm, I saw that this morning.
Officials with McHose and English Cave Recovery told Fox 59 the cave from the 1800s is about 30 feet wide and 15 feet tall. It's been sealed off for 100 years and now is only accessible through two tiny holes in its ceiling. Officials say right now the project is on hold, but are hopeful that they will be able to create more access points in the future. I love anything like that, that's been buried for a couple hundred years. And I mean, gosh, that's the way they did store back then, right? It was the coolest place probably on Earth.
Yep.
We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We'll be talking with Paul and Larry on the 180 Recovery Resource Center next on WILO's Party Line.
This is Party Line.
Brought to you one.
YLO, Frankfort, Indiana.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields, and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one source for the latest news in Clinton and surrounding counties. But that's not all we have to offer. Listen to archived audio from the past five programs on the Party Line program every day. Plus, make sure you chime in our weekly poll question at the bottom of the page. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper.
When you need to know, use WILO. For over 60 years, the WILO weather team has been bringing expertise, resources, and experience to be here when you need us. Thunderstorms, blizzards, delays, cancellations, hail, tornado events, heat advisories, and more. Like our extensive coverage of the damage caused by the 4.0 earthquake that struck Clinton County. When you need to know, use WILO, the station you can depend on.
We are strong, we are resilient, and we will get through this together. But these are stressful times, and it's important to also practice good self-care. It's normal to feel overwhelmed, anxious, or afraid, but there is hope. Reach out to someone, connect with your friends, stay in touch with your community, and know that you are not alone. Learn more at wearebroadcasters.com/hope. Furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
ADHD.